Thanks for joining us for another edition of Cover 2, presented by AAA, Scott Kegley and Taylor Price, previewing the 49ers' second straight primetime game, a Monday night contest with the Arizona Cardinals. And Taylor, the 49ers have a one-game lead over the Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC West. And you know, this is starting to become a rivalry here in the NFC West.
It's definitely a rivalry with the Arizona Cardinals. Last year, they split the series, and the 49ers lost at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale and want to get back to the winning ways in the desert. Patrick Willis didn't play last year, and they had some turnovers in the second half and weren't able to beat Arizona, but it's a new season. Patrick Willis is playing some dominant football with the 49ers defense this year, and as you saw last week, just 6 points by the Seattle Seahawks, not too much on their end. So looking at what the 49ers can do against Arizona, Arizona's coming in with an injured quarterback. John Skelton looks like he's going to make another start, and I want to see how you can disrupt him. He's the one that came in off the bench last year in Arizona and beat the 49ers, so Patrick Wilson company looking for some revenge this week.
Yeah, and you look at the Arizona Cardinals and their defense, tops in the NFL. It seems like every defense in the NFC West is one of the best units in the NFL. And for the Arizona Cardinals, it really starts up front. And the 49ers offensive line, last week rose to the occasion. They'll have to do the same again against Darnell Dockett, Calais Campbell, and the likes.
Yeah, Calais Campbell was a guy they targeted this offseason and gave him a long extension, gave him some nice money to make sure he's their foundation at defensive end position. He's going to match up against Joe Staley. Should be interesting to see how that one goes. But, yeah, you look at their defensive line and their defense as a whole, really some nice linebackers, Darrell Washington, making sure that the opposing teams don't rush against them. And they've held guys down in check. I mean, they won against the Patriots. They started the season with 4 straight wins and have had 3 straight defeats after those 4 wins. So they're looking to bounce back, and they're going to go against the 49ers offense that hasn't made too many passing plays these last few weeks, have relied on the running attack. So interesting to see if Mario Manningham bounces back this week. He was inactive last week with a shoulder injury. Does he return? Is he able to inject some life in the passing game and see how they're able to do? Patrick Peterson, NFC dominant punt returner, was definitely an up-and-coming cornerback as well. So that matchup of Peterson against Michael Crabtree or Mario Manningham should be one to watch as well.
And the Arizona Cardinals coming off a loss against the Minnesota Vikings, the 49ers coming off an impressive win over the Seattle Seahawks. And the 49ers, Taylor, have a little bit of extra time off, about 11 days in between games. You got to think this time of the year, midway through the season, you got to like that extra time for these guys to rest up and get healthy.
Yeah, it was a short turnaround after the Giants game to come back and play 4 days afterwards against the Seattle Seahawks, a really good physical team. I mean, 4 day turnaround against that bunch, and the 49ers handled it pretty well for the most part. And this time around, they're rested. I mean, Monday they had a little brief workout, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, nothing going on at 49ers headquarters. And so going into the week, the Niners are going to come back, have a nice weekend of preparation, get out to the desert on Sunday, and look for a big win Monday night. The 49ers have actually won 41 games on Monday Night Football, and look for 42. That would be the second most in league history.
All right, well, thanks for joining us for Cover 2, presented by AAA, Scott Kegley, Taylor Price. We'll be there at University of Phoenix Stadium on Monday Night Football, 5:30 kickoff on ESPN. For Scott and Taylor, it was 49ers.com.